move to go into public hearing on chapter 14, Article 2, Environmental Code.
All right, thank you. Any discussion on that?
I do have a point of information. This says that this is unfinished business, and I thought this was the first time we're bringing this up. Did I miss a meeting? Was this brought up at another meeting? It also implies that there's a second read going on here, and I may be wrong, but I think this is new business and a first read.
Is there staff to answer today?
I believe chapter 14 had several articles that you took care of last couple meetings, and this is just a holdover from that portion. So this is, I think, the best call by the second reading.
But there's, again, let me engage with staff just a little bit here. I think there's stuff, at least in this memorandum, which was not part of what we discussed at our first read. The changing of the stream buffer is what I'm worried about here, right? And certainly we talked about some things last week, but certainly there was no discussion last week in a first read about having the size of the stream buffer. We're adding that now and calling it a second read. Well, I'd love our parliamentarian to tell us whether that's legitimate or whether we should be voting on only the things that were brought up at last week's meeting and holding this over as.
I think we did discuss this, Robert, in the parts and with Jennifer, and I think the key was we were talking about in this buffer. New construction versus, construction that was already there. And I think we wanted a differentiation between new and the construction that was there. I think as we remembered that meeting, we said we had 5 or 6 requests for this in construction that had, older construction or whatever it was named for. And in a couple of things, I think it was.
I mean, I know we've had some discussions on the phone and in email, but I don't recall that. And again, we can discuss the merits of making the change or not. The question is whether or not this ought to be a first read on this issue.
I would say that this is actually a second read on everything. The stream buffer is a new issue. It should not be a second read on that. Well, actually, you're amending Article 2, so therefore you do it as an amendment as part of amending Article 2. And that's the whole Article 2. It's an up for amendment. This is within Article 2, so therefore you could do it as an amendment of Article 2 proper.
Okay, do you want to, do you have any other advice for us here, Brian? Or?
I would say that you're in amending Article 2. You can do it, but you can certainly table that one amendment if you so desire. Do the public hearing and then pass it next time.
Okay. So,
I believe you probably could do it as an amendment.
Okay, so we have discussion going on the motion to go into public hearing. Okay. Any other discussion? I'm moving into public hearing. Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can you repeat the vote, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, it's unanimous.
What was the vote on?
To enter into the public hearing?
Okay. Public hearing, chapter 14, Article 2, development environmental code.
Okay, public hearing. Anybody that would like to speak in favor of this Chapter 14, Article 2, Development and Environmental Code, please make your way to the podium.
Should we have a presentation approved?
All right, seeing that there's none, Anybody that wishes to speak against this Chapter 14, Article 2, Development Environmental Code, please make your way to the podium. All right. Then I will make a motion to close the public hearing. Any discussion on that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, now that we've done that, now we'll move on to the second read and make a decision on what we should do on that. All right, Chair.
An ordinance amending Chapter 14 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by making it consistent with later state requirements.
All right, thank you. Okay, this is second read. Brian, I think as far as procedural, can we get staff opinion before we do anything else?
If you can.
All right, I would ask for that, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Jeff Timler with the Community Development Department. Since the original adoption on December 18th of 08, staff has gone through with detail and found some inconsistencies and mistitlings and some unclear language that we basically have gone through and created a housekeeping provision. So most of these changes are just housekeeping in nature, with the exception of the stream buffer that we discussed about. It also contains EPD requirements so that we become a local issuing authority to issue in and develop permits. So in essence, again, it's just a housekeeping provision with the exception of the stream buffer. The stream buffer essentially allows any owner to ask for a variance up to the state minimum of 25 feet. Does not allow the owner to go beyond that. They still have to go to the state to get the 25-foot reduction. And that's consistent with most entities in Georgia, and it allows the Board of Appeals to do what they're charged with doing.
Right.
Be happy to answer any questions.
Yes, ma'am. Jeff, it was my understanding that the way we discussed that was to make that for that variance for existing residential homes and not for new homes.
It's my understanding that it applies to all property owners.
Any other questions for?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, yes, Robert.
I would like to make a motion that we amend what we're voting on. The amendment I'd like to make is that we strike one phrase from item C1, which is on page 6, and I'd like to take out the phrase, nor within 50 feet of the stream buffer, which is the one change that's a policy change that we haven't addressed before, and just allow this to go forward with the housekeeping cleanup issues that were part of the first read. And I'm perfectly prepared for us to come back and address it as a separate item, but I it doesn't feel appropriate to do it as part of this cleanup.
Okay. Is there a second on that?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
So I think what you're doing, Robert, yep. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
You're basically taking the last paragraph there where it starts with also and goes down the code, and basically you're taking that part out. Is that correct?
I'm just reverting back to the original language. So we've got a markup copy in our book here. So I'm simply reverting. I'm taking out the red line that they gave us here on the change to the stream buffer. And I believe it's just those 6 or 8 words there.
Any other?
I'd like to further, discuss your amendment just to the point that
Okay, other discussion on John.
By leaving this in, we're leaving it to the Zoning Board of Appeals to make the decision. Is that correct?
No. Brian, no?
No.
The
recommendation was to delete the nor within 50 feet of the stream bank.
Right.
That would leave anyone going within the 75 to that prohibition up to the board, Board of Zoning Appeals. The way it was previously written, they had no discretion. Now they would have discretion to go within that balance.
So if we leave the language in, it's giving more discretion then to the board?
No. If you have it struck as it's proposed to be on page 6,
okay.
It gives more discretion to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Okay.
This is a flat prohibition. Within 50 feet, the Board of Zoning Appeals cannot grant a variance. When you strike it, the Board of Zoning Appeals can grant a variance.
And the cab regulations?
The cab regulations are the 25 feet. Striking it would be more consistent with what the cab has, as proposed by staff.
So for any development that was in process, it would revert back. It would make consistency of what they were developing and had plans
right,
for.
That is one reason for this recommendation, is that there are developments that were under process that had anticipated being able to apply for a zoning variance, and now they cannot.
So if we were to strike this, then they would be able to go get their
variance from the Board of Zoning Appeals. That is correct.
Okay.
I'd also take this opportunity on this motion. Let's see, Mr. Lunston, would you mind coming and you were on the Board of Appeals at the CAB, right? Is there anything you can add to this as an expert?
They have a strict prohibition, not in the best interest of the developer overall, residential or commercial. Giving that power and that authority to the Board of Appeals, they have to make the case, make it work. That way we've done it, the way I think it should continue to be done, especially when there's projects in the pipeline already.
Okay. So, any other discussion on Mr. Wittenstein's amendment? All right.
Sorry, Robert. I've made an amendment, and our rules call for us to have public comment on the amendment.
You sure, right?
Sorry.
Well, Bob started public comment. We will have public comment on the amendment. Anybody that wishes to speak on this amendment, please make your way to the podium. Mr. Galloway.
Address a little quick one.
Yes, sir.
I would support the ordinance as staff has recommended. There are plenty of instances where a property owner may need that variance, and my client specifically has one of those instances. And there are cases where variances are needed. And to take that power away from the Board of Appeals prevents that flexibility. So I'd ask that y'all make the changes that the staff has recommended. It makes it consistent with the model ordinance for stream buffer variances for the North Georgia Water District. So that's what they are recommending. And it's consistent with what the CAB was doing at the time that y'all took over jurisdiction. Be glad to answer your questions.
Yes. I go back to the issue that brought this up. It was homeowners that were already in their homes. They already had their home built and everything else. But we wanted to make this a little stricter for anyone, you know, building a new home. Do you see any differentiation between those two?
Well, I think, first of all, you may have a much better point to make to the Board of Appeals if you've got an existing situation. But I don't think that's limited only to residential. And I think that, quite frankly, there are cases where a new construction can make just as good of a case when they need to go down to the 25-foot limitation. You're not going to, it would also allow for mitigation to be extracted, I guess, as a result of that, of being able to go down to that 25 feet. They may have to go off-site or on-site and do some other changes to the stream that would be highly beneficial, like lining the stream to protect it from erosion, doing other things that could protect that 25 feet plus the actual stream bed itself. It would make it very advantageous and better than just having 25 feet of the area. In my client situation, this was the GID development at Perimeter Mall, just on the west side of Perimeter Mall, 36 acres, got zoning, went through Dunwoody Homeowners Association, had total support for the proposal. It's a $1 billion development, and they went forward and got the and file for stream buffer variance in DeKalb County under those rules. File for it. DeKalb County said, fine, we think it's fine, but you've got to go to EPD and Corps first before we can do anything. You got to see them first to get approvals. So that's a long process. Took 9 months to do that. That was completed December 18, 2008, just after the jurisdictional switch. In the core process, GID agreed to and actually secured $190,000 worth of stream mitigation credits. So they expended a tremendous amount of money in Alliance on that process, weren't able to complete it in time, thinking that the ordinance would be adopted the same way DeKalb's was going to be adopted. We're planning on coming to the city of Dunwoody to get that change done. It was amended at the time of adoption. So we were also one of the people that came in and talked to the staff about the need to change that ordinance. And so it can be very true in commercial and in residential situations. In this case, there's a parking lot, an existing asphalt parking lot that comes up to 25 feet away from the stream. And so it won't encroach any further into that stream buffer, but it will preserve the status quo.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Galloway? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, there were no discussions on Robert's amendment. There was a second, was there not?
There was.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay, please.
Nay.
Next, Mr. Hennigan. Okay. Motion passes. So we are amended now to get the housekeeping done, but it reverts back on the stream buffer, which, of course, we can and will, I think, bring up for
next time.
Next meeting when Jennifer, make sure Jennifer's here and the appropriate stuff. So we are back to the approving the original motion of Chapter 14. As a hindrance. I'd
like to make a motion that we approve.
I'll second it. Any discussion on this? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
As part of the point of discussion, I would presume at our next meeting we will be voting on the proposed changes here to it concerning the stream buffer.
We can add that later.
We can do that.
Okay, so we're down to new business here on L1, the amended schedule number one, discussion of Chapter 27 Building Code. This will not be in your book. I will ask Denny to kick this off.
Okay.
This is amended chapter. Yeah.
New number one. First of all, just for the staff, just a cleanup on our website. We've got Chapter 27 listed as Chapter 7. I'd like to get that changed. If we could, when the duty expert gets here on the duty changing of the guard. Discussion, I'll just open up with a basic discussion that there's some discussion by builders about the basic idea of retaining walls, and it's been going around, and it has to do with basically it's 454 in the building code. It happens to be page 273, if my memory serves me right. And it has to do with the definition. Also, it might be on page 19, the definition of retaining walls. And with that, I'd like to have ask Mr. Grant, if that's okay with the council and the mayor,
yes,
to address the issue.
Please.
The issue here is that when we build, in this part of the country, when we build houses, everybody wants a basement, everybody wants a daylight basement. And when you have any terrain to the land, actually when you have no terrain to the land, it's even more acute. The only way you can really accomplish this is you have a house on a lot where it falls away on the side of the back. But very often when it falls away on the side, you need a wing wall coming off the foundation to retain the soil so you can have a relatively level front yard, but at the same time open the end of the house. The way that this is written in this code is it's subject to interpretation, and the staff has interpreted anything that is not holding up a house that has a roof over it, that holds soil, is a retaining wall, and therefore it's restricted to 4 feet high. Well, 4 feet high in many instances doesn't work. It doesn't allow you to open a basement. It gives you a couple choices. You can, first of all, not have a daylight basement. Second of all, you can build houses with no basements, and that's not very simple. You can jack the house up, which doesn't make any sense at all. DeKalb County always interpreted anything that was hinged to or connected to the house and poured at the same time that the house was footing in, and very often it may or may not be a concrete wall. That was considered an extension of the foundation and therefore not under this restriction. Our staff is elected to determine, to say anything that holds soil is a retaining wall and therefore is limited to 4 feet high. What I'm advocating is that we, and I don't know exactly way to do this, either instruct the staff through some kind of motion or some kind of ordinance to say that things hooked onto the foundation are in fact extensions of the foundations, or somehow change the code so it allows us to do this. I ran into it on the first three houses I went for a permit, and I was shocked. I happen to be the first guy that has this problem, but I can tell you there's a long line behind me. They're going to have a problem. And in fact, I would encourage you to look at your own house, but many of you have these situations in your house. They're very common here in Dudley.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Grant. Robert, would you like to, I'm sorry, Danny, I'm going to throw it to Robert to speak, because I believe Robert had tried to get this on the agenda.
Yeah, and that's fine. Either are, Danny. What I think is the right approach here is to take the ambiguity out of the code. If we've defined a retaining wall in a certain way and we haven't defined, a foundation extension, that we ought to do that so that it's clear both to staff and to builders what the definitions are. So my suggestion is that we as a council ask staff to begin the process of making a text change to the zone. So that would mean it would show up at the next community council meeting, and after that, the planning commission, and after that, back here for the first and the second read. I'd also encourage Bill Grant and anybody else who's a builder who wants to make progress before that happens, because this takes a little while, this will take a couple of months, to feel free to go before the Zoning Board of Appeals. They may not be able to let you encroach on a stream buffer, but they can certainly give you the opportunity to add something on the back of the house to allow for this without you having to wait for us to get this done. So for what it's worth, that's what I'd like to suggest that we do.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dean.
I agree partially with Robert. I think that one of the things I would like to note that the staff is interpreting what is written. And that's their job, and they don't have the authority to variance on that. So I compliment the staff and doing what's written. The whole idea is that also I think one of the things that needs to be brought up is this was part of the compromise on the situation that was created by the RIAD and everything. So how we can negotiate that out, what I would like to see the staff to do is to come back, with a idea after talking to the parties on both sides of that fence, and come back with a compromise on this that will allow both sides to be happy, if that is at all possible.
Okay. I think it needs to be on our work session as well to have Jennifer speak to it.
I see Mr. Lunston over there. He's about to come out of his skin. He wants to.
Another expert, yes. You're going to come up with the If I have to look at the way you're dressed, everybody's going to look at the way you're dressed.
Just to clarify for the general, the retaining wall issue was not part of the compromise on the Riyadh issue. Bill's called me about it, asking where it came from, and staff told him to call me because I was responsible, and I can truly say I had nothing to do with this one. What's important about what allowing those retaining walls to be done that way, as far as a dig-out is concerned, is that addresses the issue of the Riyadh, where you can't artificially jack up the threshold of a house to let you have a drive-in basement in the back. So if you're going to allow the daylight basements to take place, it makes sense to do it from an extension, a foundation extension for the daylight, rather than jacking the house up, bulldozing the dirt in, and then you have that Riyadh problem. You have a house that will measure from the back 60, 70 feet tall by the time you get done putting the 10 or 12 foot room in the downside. So what Mr. Grant is suggesting or is asking is actually the better way to do this, but it was not part of the Riyadh compromise.
It was not.
No, because the only thing that the Riyadh does is that the Riyadh guarantees to the development code that any demolition of an existing house, before you can get your demolition permit, you have to do a shoot of the existing threshold, and you can't build more than 2 feet above that existing threshold. So Mr. Grant's application will actually reinforce that threshold heights have to stay at grade. So. Okay.
Thank you. So it needs to be a topic on.
Yeah.
Let me make a note of that.
Okay, I'd like to move then that we ask the staff to report back at our work session in 1 week, if that's enough time. If they need more time, then they can be allowed to report back and cover the definition of retaining walls and also look at section 454 B1 and 2 and come back with a recommendation that is palatable to the community from all sides.
All right, I'll second that. Any discussion on that?
We don't really have anything to vote on. Right.
Well, I think he wants to get it on the formal on the agenda. All right, so I'm going to take a vote on it. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're moving to public hearing. All right, that's Mr. Taylor, seconded Sharon. Any discussion on this?
Sorry, what was the question?
We're moving to open the public hearing.
Okay, yeah.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're opening up the public hearing. If there's anybody that wishes
staff to speak. Staff first.
No, I'm sorry. Staff recommendation.
Richard, they're trying to cut you out.